I'd like to read from two passages of Scripture, the first in 2 Corinthians, page number 1394 in my Bible, 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. I have listened to thee in an accepted time, and I have helped thee in a day of salvation. Behold, now is the well-accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And then I want to refer to Hebrews chapter 3, page 1449 in my Bible. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 7. Wherefore, even as says the Holy Spirit, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. I want to speak about today in the gospel. A few of us went to Bromley to hear Kevin give an address, and he spoke about how we as Christians should use our time. And it was a real challenge to me. How do I use my time for the blessing of the Lord and the glory of his Father? It's a consideration for all of us that are Christians. A very important one. How do we use our time? How do we use it wisely? How do we redeem the time? Something for us to reflect on and consider and respond to. But this is the gospel. Time is relevant to the gospel as well. Time is even more pertinent to the gospel. Today, says here, behold, now is the well-accepted time. What a privileged time we're in. It's so easy for us to get used to this dispensation of grace, as we call it. A time when God is reaching out to man in the person of his only beloved Son, and has been for about 2,000 years. The gospel has gone out. The gospel of love and grace and mercy. How wonderful the love of God is to each and every one, regardless of their sin, whether they're great sinners or small sinners. I think we should all regard ourselves before a righteous and a holy God as great sinners. Paul did. He said he was the chief of sinners. It's a time of grace and mercy. It's very easy for man to get used to it. But the time is running short. And there will be a day when the gospel no longer goes out. If this building is still here, and that may be from today to sometime in the future, the doors will be closed. The time is running out. This world is going on to judgment. You think of the evil of the nations, and we kind of think that it's all just sort of, it appears that nothing is to be judged, but that's not so. God's judgment is pending upon the evil of the nations. And a time is coming when this gospel of grace and mercy will no longer go out. You won't be able to hear it. Make use of the time that's available. Ask yourself, how much time do you have? Do you know? You don't know. I don't know. It could be tonight that the Saviour comes for his own. I know it's not exactly a message for those that do not believe in Christ, but know this, that Christ is coming for his own. That they might not have to go through the judgment that is coming upon this world. And it's a wonderful hope for the Christian. But when that time comes, the gospel and grace of grace and mercy will be over. Now is the time. Today is the time. Now is the well-accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You heard about Jesus? You heard about his love? I pray that you might really hear the voice of Jesus tonight in love, calling to your soul. Come unto me, all ye who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. No rest in this world. I don't need to tell you that. Full of strife and violence, just as in the times of Noah, and how pertinent that is to today. That was has a deliberate prophetic bearing, doesn't it, on our day? When the world was full of violence and corrupt, and God said a day when he was going to judge it, what a faithful man Noah was. He was a preacher of righteousness. It was Noah's desire, I think, that men should come in repentance, that they might be saved out of the judgment of the flood that was coming upon this world, this earth. And judgment is coming upon this world and this earth. God closed that door to the ark, didn't he? God closed it. The time is running out. The time is running short for you to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Saviour. Referring to Hebrews, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Have you heard the voice of Jesus? Maybe not a physical voice, but his calling. And what does that mean? What does it mean? Somebody might ask that question. I think it means that you hear a call of love to your soul. That whilst we are sinners, Christ has come and borne the judgment that we might be set free. How wonderful. You heard of the gospel of Christ before? How privileged we all are to hear it. The story of the cross, how he went that way. God himself, righteous, holy, sinless. And yet he went the way of the cross, step by step, downstooping steps of Jesus. Extraordinary. Considered it this morning, the extent that he was prepared to go to, that we might be saved from our sin. What is sin? Our will and not God's will. When we decide that our way is best, something that's contrary to God's will, and we know what that is, we do. We're all sinners. We have all fallen short of the glory of God. And if those sins are bearing down upon you now, they can be removed today. How wonderful. It's so simple, the gospel. God is calling you that you might be blessed, that you might come into the blessings of salvation, that you might have your sins washed away by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is great news. How wonderful news. It means so much to me that the cross of Christ and the blood that's been shed is sufficient to cleanse from each and every one of my sins. The ones that I can remember, the small ones and the larger ones, the ones that I can't forget. Do you know what that is? Perhaps the more prominent ones, Well, we might not be able to forget them, but we can say that the blood of Christ has cleansed from them, each and every one. How wonderful that is to be able to say that. You see, if you confess the Lord Jesus Christ is your Saviour, today, tonight, those sins will be washed away before the sight of a holy and righteous God so that he never sees them. What a wondrous offer there is in the gospel. How can you harden your heart? He speaks in this verse here, harden not your hearts. This is what men do. Harden their hearts. Say it's not for me. Oh, it's for you. It's definitely for you. Christ died. Christ died. The pain and agony and the suffering of the cross. It's for you that he bore the just judgment of God. It was poured out upon his head. It's most definitely for you. That you might be set free. Don't harden your hearts. Don't harden your heart tonight in the gospel. That is a grave thing to do. If you feel his voice, his calling, the calling of the Saviour by the Holy Spirit, don't harden your hearts. The Holy Spirit is striving with you that you might accept the offer in the glad tidings. Free. Nothing to pay. We have nothing to pay with. Oh, nothing's free in this world, is it? What appears to be free is not truly free. But when it comes to God's things, when it comes to the gospel, it's truly free. Christ has suffered that we might be set free from our sins, set free from the burden, the guilt, and the judgment of them in an instant, today. Oh, I'd implore you, if you're thinking that it's not for you or you'll put it off until some future date. That day may never come. May never come. Today, where you're sitting in your seat right now, confess the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour and know the blessing of forgiveness before God. Knowing that burden of sin, roll off your shoulders and be able to speak to the Saviour and praise him and thank him for what he has done at Calvary's cross. Be able to pray to his Father that he can be your Father. How wonderful that we can speak to divine persons through wonderful grace and mercy and love. He has reached out to us when we were afar off. I can say that myself. And nothing deserving in me whatsoever. But God has reached out to me where I was. I had nothing to pay. There's nothing I could pay with. Christ has done it all that we might be forgiven. Well, may you do this for his name's sake. Amen.